Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Then when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
This is known as the Great Doxology. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest. And when did the world first hear that? Well, there were shepherds out abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. When there was an angel who came upon them, they were sore afraid. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. The angel said, "Fear not. For lo, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to you and to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And then they say, there was a multitude of the heavenly host. Get that in your head. A multitude of the heavenly host. What's that look like in your mind? A multitude of the heavenly host. Praising God and singing this song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. We're a multitude. We can sing this. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing that glorious strain. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Chelsea's Deo. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord hovered above the waters. And the Lord said, let there be light. And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and singing this song. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Now, some of you may be a little more musically inclined and you want to do a little alternative verse. You can try this. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What's this gladsome tidings be that has inspired this heavenly song? Pick your version, here we go. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Now let me tell you something. When the multitude of the heavenly host was singing this song and praising God, they were all smiling and they were all singing. Okay, let's go. Gloria in excelsis Deo. But that's only half the song. There's more to it. Not only were they singing glory to God in the highest, but they were also singing peace. And that's what this night has been about for over 2,000 years. peace. This night different from any other nights. We have been longing for peace ever since. And every Christmas Eve we sing songs about peace on earth and goodwill to all people. It is the prayer of this night of nights. What a goodly thing if the children of the whole world could dwell together in peace. Try it with me. What a goodly thing if the children of the whole world could dwell together in peace. This is an Appalachian chant. What a goodly thing if the children of the whole world could dwell together in peace. Now what we've been doing all night long is, as you might think, this is a round. It is. That means I got to get you singing a little bit more before we can venture off into a round. So here we go. Sing it with me. Oh, what a goodly thing if the children of the world could dwell together in peace. Good. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to divide it in two, this half and this half. So side one. Here we go. Practice. What a goodly thing if the children of the world could dwell together in peace. Side two. What a goodly thing if the children of the world could dwell together in peace. All right, here we go. Goes fast, so get ready. What a goodly thing, what a goodly thing if the children of the world could dwell together. A goodly thing if the children of the world. What a goodly thing, what thing, what a goodly thing if the children of the world could dwell together in peace. In peace. In peace. This past summer, Maybrook and I had the chance to be with our sons and grandchildren and daughter-in-law, and we all took a train trip from La Vida, Colorado, into the Sangre de Cristo Mountains on the Rio Grande Scenic Railroad. Halfway into the trip, into the mountains, there's this valley. And an old trading post there, and they've turned it into kind of a concert venue. And on this particular day, the performer for the day, John McCutcheon, folk singer from Atlanta. And I have known of John McCutcheon for a very long time, and in fact, I have sung one particular song of his every Christmas for 20 years. It's just, for me, it's a very special Christmas song. Well, anyway, we're at this concert, and he's performing. And in the middle of the performance, dark clouds start rolling in down the valley, and we start seeing little lightning sparks. And so they have to stop the concert. But they wanted to keep it going, and so they had this brilliant idea. Let's just all go to the train, and we'll finish the concert in the train car. the club car. So we all pack up and we all stuff ourselves in the club car of this train. And John McCutcheon continues to do his performance. Now, the club car is infamous in its own way. The club car was bought several years ago from the Illinois Central Rail Line. And the Illinois Central ran a train from Chicago down to New Orleans. And the club car was on that train. This was the club car on the train they called the City of New Orleans. And the club car was where Steve Goodman wrote his song, The City of New Orleans. Anyway, we're all in the club car, and so I asked for a request from John McCutcheon. Would you sing this song? And he graciously complied. He sang the song. And then when it was over, my wife Mary Brooke, in her impulsive nature, says, "My husband is a Methodist preacher, and he sings your song every Christmas." Whereas the guy sitting next to him, who just happened to be the owner of the railroad, says, "Well, does he pay any royalties?" Where John McCutcheon goes, points up to heaven and says, "I'll get my royalties later." Now, this particular song is a song that explains the power of this night, why this night is different than any other nights, and why something about this night, when long ago the angels sang of peace, strange things can happen. And this happened once, and it's true. It's the Christmas truce of 1914. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany, to here, I fought for king and country I loved dear. It was Christmas in the trenches, when the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. And our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads far away. I was lying with my messmate on the coal in the rocky ground, when across the field of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, "Now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know," but partner says to me. Then one by one, each German voice joined in harmony, and the cannons rested silent, the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, "God rest ye merry gentlemen," struck up some lads from Kent. And the next they sang was Steal a Knock, "That Silent Night," says I. And in two tongues one song filled up the sky. "There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. Oh, his truce flag like a Christmas star shone on the plains so bright as he bravely trudged and armed into the night. Then one by one on either side strode into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, and we bid each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave them hell. We traded chocolates and cigarettes, photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played the squeeze box, and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Then daylight stole upon us. France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But a question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sight? It was Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. But the frozen fields of France were warm, the songs of peace were sung. And the walls they kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. For the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same. Excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.